Hey there, brother. Thanks for joining me again this week for another video. On today's video, I want to give you the only coaching tip you ever really need. Now, this is going to sound simple, but it's incredibly complex. In fact, not all of you watching this video are going to get it. You're not going to get it the first time. It's hard to get this tip the first time, but I'm going to do the best job I can. When I got this tip, when I finally understood the deeper meaning of this tip, it really changed my life. We do a lot of deep coaching in Good Guys to Great Men. We know we come into guys who are having crisis of relationship, crisis of marriage, crisis of fidelity, crisis of parenting. There's distance, there's divorce, there's separation, there's arguing, there's no talking. There's all kinds of things going on that get guys spun up into just a ball of anxious nerves. And with this coaching tip, I want you to learn the one thing we teach, usually further into the coaching process, but I'm going to explain it to you today. The only thing you really need to calm the nerves, chill out, grin, and then fall asleep. Most of us want to have a peaceful, drama-filled life, but if you don't have a peaceful, drama-free inside, it's pretty much impossible to have a peaceful, drama-free outside. The outside's always going to bring things to you. Outside circumstances, outside events, outside surprises, outside scary things. And one of the most common outside things that affect a guy who's anxious and afraid and trying to find a sense of peace and calm, the most common outside thing are his thoughts. We use Michael Neal, who's an author of a number of books out there, but one of the books he wrote is called The Inside Out Revolution. I do recommend that you read that book and his other book called Super Coach as well. I'm going to tell a story that he tells out of the book. Michael Neal is a great storyteller, so I hope I can do it justice. But briefly, he was having trouble with a client, or his client was having trouble with his thoughts. This is a very high earning client, a very high net worth client, a very high achieving client, a client who really, for, you know, by any other measure, should just be totally fine with life. But he wasn't. In his case, he didn't have a marriage issue. He had a fear of death issue. All he could think about was death. All he could think about was dying. All he could think about is the pain of death and the pain of dying and what happens after you die, what happens during your death, what do people say about you when you're dead. It was all about death. And so there's ways that coaches and therapists try to help people with chronic thinking problems that make them miserable all the time, 24/7. You can't stop the avalanche of thought that's just messing your brain up and making you anxious and making you scared and sleepless. So what Michael Neal did, he said, well, we tried some things at first. We tried first to try the power of positive thinking. Let's do that. Let's take all those thoughts of death and let's replace them with positive thoughts about how great it is to be alive and how grateful we are and how grateful we are for grandkids and how grateful this guy was to have enough money where he didn't have to worry, and use gratitude exercises and journaling and positive thinking to get rid of those thoughts of death. And it worked for about 2 or 3 days, and they all came back because the thoughts were relentless. He couldn't stay on guard long enough to keep them from coming into his head. So even though he tried to replace them with other thoughts of gratitude, they kept coming back. So they tried something else. How about if we get rid of thought? How about we have no thought? What if we do some special kind of meditation where we just go blank? Absence of thought. We don't even want to think about thoughts. We want them gone. We want peace, internal calm, no drama. And guess what? It worked for 2 or 3 days. He didn't have enough energy or enough time or enough ability to focus on ridding his mind of thought in order to find that peaceful, drama-free place in his body. And then Michael Neal said, well, geez, those are some of the most common, you know, problem-oriented ways we go about this. But let me ask you a question. He said, when you're not thinking about dying, does it bother you? This is where some of you may get it or not. He asked the guy, so let me ask you, when you're not thinking about dying, does it bother you? And the guy went, no. Michael Neal says, The thing is that the thought wasn't real. What he's trying to tell us is that when the thoughts aren't there, you don't have the feelings. The nervousness, the anxiety, the fear, the dread, the doom disappears the moment you aren't even thinking about that. Now, that didn't last forever because this guy says, well, I know sometimes when I'm not thinking about it, I feel fine. I'm actually great. I'm okay. But that's hardly ever because I'm always thinking about it. And then Michael Neal said, well, the nature of thought is that you can't block it. You can't replace it. There's a realization we all have to have if we want a consistent daily sense of profound okayness, peace, and drama-free in our own mind, in our own body, and that's to realize that we're not everything we think. We're not everything we think. Thoughts are lies. The thoughts about death and dying and doom and pain and hopelessness and fear and all the scary stuff. They're just thoughts. They're not real. They're lies. All our thoughts are lies. And this guy was starting to get it. He was starting to, even in this conversation of talking about thinking about his thinking or thinking about his thoughts, was a calming exercise because it was more fun to talk about the process of feeling scared and anxious and afraid than it is to talk about the untruth of being scared, anxious, and afraid. Which means you can say, I feel scared and anxious and afraid, but I know that's just my thinking. Today's a really crappy day, but that's just my thinking. Today's a great day, but that's just my thinking. There's a point where you have to understand that when you're feeling something inside and it feels horrible, it feels dreadful, it's agitating you, it's anxious, you can't sleep, you can't eat, you have to know that none of it's true. Yes, you're feeling all these things, but you are not your thoughts. And the thoughts that you have and the stories you have and the music playing and all the bad things coming into your head are not yours. They come in and you can let them go. And the best thing you can do is to greet them when they come in. In this case, he taught the guy to say, oh, hello, death thought. You haven't been around for a while. How have you been? The death thought. He started to have a relationship with the thought. Didn't try to get rid of it, replace it, make it go away forever, blank it out. He had a relationship with the thought that he knew was just a thought and nothing more. And the moment he started getting a relationship with that thought is the moment his whole body started to feel better. Guess what? It worked more than 2 or 3 days. Now, it doesn't work forever. You can't do this once. Part of this mountain we climb in the coaching journey we do is getting better and better and better and better at that skill. You can go to your 95th birthday and you're not going to master it because thought is tricky. Thought is crafty and clever. And thought sometimes comes in and you think it's real. You forget that it's a lie and it's all made up and you made it up. You're the one making it up. You forget that and then you have a moment or a day or a few hours where you feel horrible because you're living in the feeling of your thinking, as Michael Neal likes to call it. And so when you get better and better and better at knowing that you are living in the feeling of your thinking, you don't start believing everything you think and you don't believe everything you feel. So even in the worst place of a man's marriage where he's getting separated or there's infidelity or she wants to spend the night at her sister's or she wants a divorce or whatever, you have to realize that the feelings you have are from all the thoughts and the stories you have about what all this means, what she's thinking about you, the conclusions you have about yourself. And so what I want you to know with this video, if you get it, if you're one of those guys who got it, try it out this weekend. Try it out with every time you get a rush in your body that's anything but peace and drama freeness, anything that is anything but chronic okayness, where you're feeling agitated, pissed off, offended, insulted, emasculated, threatened, any of those things that you feel, I want you to go, hello thought, where did you come from? Remember, you're not your thoughts. Treat them as visitors and also show them the exit door and then let new thought come in, something that's more true. I hope that helps you today, brother. Put some comments down there if I'm blowing your mind and you don't get it. We can talk about it more in another video. Take care. Bye-bye.